Been a tough one here this afternoon as 31-20. The Philadelphia Eagles have won it, and head coach Greg Schiano is with us here in the aftermath of this one. Obviously a tough football game. Just give me an overall thought on how this ended up.
Well, it was a good football game. You know, we made too many mistakes to win the game, whether it was offensive penalties or defensively. We gave up plays over our head, which we haven't given up. Now, you got to give credit to the Philadelphia Eagles. They made those plays. It wasn't like we busted or, you know, they beat us. So we need to figure out how to cure those evils. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult to win. Now, we've done a lot of things better. There was things to, you know, that you look at and you feel good about. Some young guys doing some things. But at the end of the day, it's about winning games.
The first half, you were able to not only move the ball, but you put touchdowns on the board. You had 17 points. In the second half, you had the one long drive. You only had 3 points in the second half. Do you tip your hat to what they were doing? What did you need to do better in that second half to keep pace?
Well, I think the penalty bug got us. You know, you're talking about in total, you know, we had 4 holding penalties on runs that were successful runs. Now, maybe the reason they were successful is we held. I don't know. I'll have to see the tape. But you're talking about 40 yards, then another, you know, then the 40 yards you made plus the 40 that get taken off for the 4 holds, that's 80 yards of relative field position that, you know, that leads to points usually. So, you know, we got to get through that. You can't make those mistakes in the National Football League and expect to win. And, you know, again, that comes back to the head coach. He's got to get his coaches and his players to do that. So I take the responsibility for it, and it's my job and our staff's job to get that cleaned up.
In the second half, Nick Foles was able to find Riley Cooper on a long one, eventually find DeSean Jackson on what turned out to be the game-deciding touchdown there at the end. Again, do you have to tip your hat to the way that he was able to play, or what could you have done better, especially in the back end, trying to defend there?
Well, certainly we could have executed better, but, I mean, that's the give and take of a football game. I mean, they're all professional athletes out there, so they're going to make their plays, we're going to make our plays. The thing that we've been good on defense is we haven't give up those big explosive over-the-top plays, and that's how you stay in every football game and you have a chance to win it. When you give up those 2 big plays in the second half, that's hard.
On the positive side, Tim Wright repeatedly catching balls on third down. Vincent Jackson had several third down conversions and a couple of touchdowns. That is something that you can obviously build on with your young quarterback, the way that those two guys played, right?
Without a doubt. You know, I think there's some guys that are playing well that are getting better. I think Chris Owosu did some things today. You know, we're finally getting him back to almost 100%, and he jumps in there and does some good things. So as we fight through this stretch, we're going to come out of it, and it's going to be, you know, we're going to have some guys that have experience. We're going to have some guys that are better for gone through it, but right now it's tough.
On the injury front, we saw Jeff Dimps leave with what we were told was a groin injury. I know Jeremy Zutaw was injured near the end of the game. What, if anything, can you tell us about their situations?
Right now, I really don't know, TJ. You know, I've just been going from one thing to the next. I'll get the trainer, Todd Torricelli, and I'll meet before I leave, and then obviously tomorrow I'll have a lot more for you.
And for your football team, you're at 0-5 here, you know, trying to move forward after this game. You know, give me your impressions here on what you say to them and what you now have to do starting Monday to try to get this thing on track.
Well, what I say to them will always be private. That's team business. But what we have to do is we have to execute better. We have to prepare better, maybe differently if there's things that we need to adjust. You know, you can't be stubborn with things. But as long as this group of men stick together, we have a good core, a good group of people, and we're going to win games. It's just we just got to stick together, and that'll happen.
Coach, thank you.
Okay, thank you, TJ.
Okay, again, a frustrating Sunday that ends 31-20 as the Philadelphia Eagles have won it. That will do it from down here in the locker room. We send things back to the studio and Ronnie Night Train Lane. Train.